thanks for coming, and thank you, Irving. And the Terry will run through the financial results, and then I'll get back up and talk about a broad overview of where we think the business is, and we'll end with Q&A. So, Terry, over to you.
Good morning, everybody. I'd like to extend my thanks to all of you for joining us today. Before we begin, let me remind everyone that the presentation you're about to receive may contain forward-looking statements. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve certain risks and uncertainties that are more fully described in our various securities filings. Actual results may differ materially from such forward-looking statements. Please see slide 2 of the presentation for an additional discussion of forward-looking statements, and see slides 9 and 10 for reconciliation of non-GAAP measures used in this presentation to their comparable GAAP measures. Our financial results for 2014 and the first quarter of 2015 have been previously reported, so I'll limit my comments to a few highlights. I'll also cover our 2015 guidance and provide an update on our debt reduction initiatives. Then our CEO, Jim Moore, will make his remarks before we open the floor to Q&A. Slide 3, project adjusted EBITDA for 2014 was $299 million, up 11% from 2013, and at the upper end of our guidance range of $280 to $305 million. Our adjusted free cash flow for 2014 decreased $8 million to $30 million, primarily due to higher levels of mandatory debt repayment. Debt reduction has been one of our primary financial goals, so we view this as a constructive use of our free cash flow, but it does reduce the amount available for other purposes. Beginning in the first quarter, our results exclude our 5 wind projects. At the beginning of April, we announced an agreement to sell those projects to an affiliate of SunEdison, and we expect to close the sale shortly. Excluding the assets, project-adjusted EBITDA for the first quarter of 2015 increased 4% to $59 million from $56 million. We had higher results from several projects, partially offset by lower results from 2 projects for which the power purchase agreements, or PPAs, expired. The PPA for our Selkirk project in New York expired in August, and the project now operates on a fully merchant basis. We mothballed our Tunis project in Ontario in February after its PPA expired at year-end 2014. Our adjusted free cash flow also decreased from $28 million to $7 million. The decrease was almost entirely attributable to increased debt repayment. Turning to slide 5, our key guidance metrics for this year reflected the expected sale of our wind portfolio and the planned use of approximately $350 million of proceeds to call our $311 million of senior unsecured notes, which are our highest cost debt with an interest rate of 9%. On that basis, our guidance for project-adjusted EBITDA is $200 to $220 million. This is lower than 2014 because of the expected sale of the wind projects, which contributed $70 million in 2014, the PPA expirations at Tunis and Selkirk, and several other factors. Our guidance for adjusted free cash flow is 0 to $20 million, which is lower than 2014 due to the PPA expirations and the timing of the wind sale and planned debt redemption. On an annualized basis, we expect using the cash proceeds from the wind sale to repay our high-cost debt will have a net benefit on our cash flow. However, this year the cash flows from the wind assets are excluded for the entire year, while the planned debt redemption would not occur until mid-year, so the net impact is slightly negative in 2015. Turning to slide 6, we've made considerable progress reducing debt since completing the refinancing that we discussed with you at last year's annual meeting. Pro forma for the wind sale, our consolidated debt is now $1.4 billion, which is a reduction of nearly $400 million since year-end 2013, excluding the positive impact of the appreciation of the U.S. dollar against the Canadian dollar. Approximately $109 million of this was accomplished through amortization of our term loan and project-level debt. We also made discretionary repurchases of our senior unsecured notes and our convertible debentures totaling $29 million from November 2014 through April of this year. For the remainder of this year, we expect to amortize approximately $40 to $45 million of additional term loan and project-level debt. In addition, using the proceeds from the wind sale to reduce debt as planned would further reduce our consolidated debt to approximately $1.1 billion. Turning to slide 7, the refinancing last year and the debt repayments since then have significantly improved our debt maturity profile. Our maturities in 2014 and 2015 have been either refinanced or repaid, and those for 2017 through 2019 have been significantly reduced. Our remaining corporate maturities now consist of our convertible debentures maturing in 2017 and 2019, and our senior unsecured notes maturing in 2018. We intend to use the wind sale proceeds to further reduce these maturities. Beyond that, we're exploring opportunities to reshape the remaining maturities and believe the current constructive market environment will give us the opportunity to further improve our creditworthiness. Now I'd like to turn the meeting over to Jim Moore, our President and Chief Executive Officer. Thank you.